Classic FM.
Elgar's Carissima. The Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra had Vasily Petrenko on the podium, and Paul Bateman was in charge of the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra before that, as they played The Heart Asks Pleasure First from Michael Nyman's score to the piano. That is one of those films I tell everyone to watch. It's been years since I saw it again, but it's not one that you ever tend to forget. Early Breakfast on Classic FM is at the forefront of my mind right now, though, and its incarnation for Thursday, June the 5th. I'm Lucy Coward. Good morning.
Thank you.
The Princess's Round Dance from Stravinsky's ballet The Firebird. Andres Orozco Estrada directed the Frankfurt Radio Symphony Orchestra on Classic FM. And if, by the way, you were or are a fan of the Princess Diaries films, you know, which launched the career of Anne Hathaway and also starred Julie Andrews, you know the one, a third film is coming, apparently. The creative team have been seen castle shopping in Europe looking for filming locations. Genovians will be all abuzz.
Thank you.
Alain Grémaud, piano side, performing Chopin's Berceuse in D-flat on Classic FM. Hello to Lawrence, who's listening on the way to work. Have a great day and thank you. Vin has also text 61812 from Qatar to say, I always carry home with me wherever I stay through all of you and the wonderful music at Classic FM. Oh, super. I have made a note of your favourite Beethoven as well. It's on the list. Can I also say good morning and thank you to my friend Grace, who left a lettuce for me on my drive last night that she had grown herself. What a lovely gesture. And what a fine specimen, Grace. Honestly, it looks so perfect. It's prize-winning. Mr. McGregor would be in awe. Have a dawn chorus now on Early Breakfast. Why don't you stars all? And may the day continue to shine just as bright.
Classic FM.
the second movement of Vivaldi's Guitar Concerto in D, performed by the Cotona Twins and the Carducci Quartet. And prior to that, the Pacific Lutheran University Choir of the West sang our Dawn Chorus this morning on Classic FM, which was Stars by Eriks Essenvalds. Richard Nance was conducting. And a reminder that our star in the spotlight this week on Classic FM is pianist Andras Schiff, ahead of his concert at Wigmore Hall this weekend. Join Margarita Taylor this afternoon and tomorrow afternoon from 4 to catch some of his best recordings.
Thank you.
Jean-Flem Bavouzet and Manchester Camerata bringing us the second movement of Joseph Haydn's Keyboard Concerto in F, with Gabor Takacs Nagy on the podium. And we've had the stars, so we'll get the moon shortly on Classic FM, plus music from the man who is deemed too nervous to be a violinist.
Classic FM.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
You are not an egg. You should not be put in a box. But when it comes to retirement advice, that's how some people get treated. Put in a one-size-fits-all box. Not at Fisher Investments UK. We work with you to create a personalised retirement plan. Fisher Investments UK. Retirement advice that's as individual as you are. Learn more at fisherinvestments.co.uk. Investing involves the risk of loss. Fisher Investments UK is regulated by the UK Financial Conduct Authority.
Here comes Steve, with the satisfied smile of a man who's checking out at midday after a great night's sleep and a delicious unlimited brekkie. See the untamable bedhead hair. And if you look really close, you can see that properly well-rested glow, which can only mean one thing. Last night, he slept at Premier Inn. Get better sleep for your money. Premier Inn. Rest easy. Breakfast subject to availability. T's and C's apply.
Find the latest travel news at classicfm.com.
Psst, have you heard?
About what?
About Boots Optician's Ultimate Eye Test with OptiMap Scan.
Why are you whispering?
I think it's for VIPs. It's an in-depth look into your eye that can detect health conditions that other eye scans might miss.
You know, the whole family's already had one done.
OK, I'll book one now.
Why are you still whispering?
I can't seem to stop.
Ask about OptiMap at Boots Opticians and see what's possible with the UK's favourite opticians. Selected stores charges apply based on Google review data. Contact marketing at boots-opticians.co.uk for details.
Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Not The Moon on a Stick, but The Moon by William Lloyd Webber. Julian Lloyd Webber had the baton in hand for the English Chamber Orchestra, and we also heard the Andante Festivo by Sibelius. It was played by the Gothenburg Symphony Orchestra under Niemijärvi. Sibelius would have been a violinist, you know, and he went to audition for the mighty Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra, but the jury rejected him because they thought he was too nervous to play professionally. Turns out that another of his best loved pieces, though, is the violin concerto he wrote in 1904. And the International Jean Sibelius Violin Competition takes place every 5 years for the top violinists under the age of 30, the most recent finishing just a few days ago. And it was won by South Korean musician Suyai Park. Congratulations to her. Additionally, on classicfm.com right now, you can read about, and this is absolutely ridiculous, how physicists have created the world's smallest violin. And I'm talking tiny, minuscule. It's small enough to fit in the width of a human hair. That's how small it is. So the next time someone tells you that the world's smallest violin is playing when you whinge about something small, well, you can tell them that it might actually be. Jan Liezecki and the Orpheus Chamber Orchestra bringing us the second movement of Mendelssohn's Piano Concerto No. 2. And so to the news we go next on Classic FM, after which we'll check out Life in the Aquarium and hear a shepherd's song.
Classic FM.
Ready to order, signora?
Yes, I'll start with concerns about the patio doors being easy to force open, followed by a nagging feeling the bins make it easy to climb over the back fence. And chips, please.
You're not on holiday if your head's at home. 24/7 alarm monitoring means ADT thinks about home security, so you don't have to. Check out the latest summer security offers. Visit adt.co.uk.
Hey, love. Just spoke to Zara from St. James's Place.
Your financial advisor?
Yeah, we've made a plan. Retire early, travel more. Peru first.
Ooh, ¿cómo estás?
Bless you. And Zara's plan means I can help more with your house deposit.
Thanks again, Dad.
Planning for the future calls for invaluable advice. Visit St. James's Place to find your one-to-one financial advisor. St. James's Place Wealth Management PLC is authorised and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority. SJP approved 19th of Feb 25.
Here, Sandra, listen to this email. Felicitations and unalloyed joy to you. Could you help with a small inconvenience? I possess $32 million in an account belonging to my father, the Prince. We need an honest person to bank this amount for us. We're quits in, babe.
Some things are too good to be true. The Specsavers Too Good Deal isn't. Get two pairs of glasses for £70. Include single vision lenses to the same prescription. Conditions apply. Ask in store for details.
Quits in!
This is Classic FM with the latest news. Next.
How likely is she to, you know, have another heart attack?
Can I still go to the gym after heart surgery?
Is my mum still my mum? If she has a new heart.
When it comes to heart health, no question is too big or small. That's why British Heart Foundation have dedicated cardiac nurses you can speak to by phone, email, or online chat.
Hi, this is Chloe from British Heart Foundation. How can I help?
Search BHF Cardiac Nurses.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 6 o'clock. All pupils in England whose families claim universal credit will be eligible for free school meals from September next year. The change will extend the meals to 500,000 more children. Ministers claim it'll lift 100,000 out of poverty. Currently, households must earn less than £7,400 a year to qualify. Former teacher Anvi Mojaria is from the IPPR think tank.
There's two elements of this, which is the kind of everyday crisis, chronic stress, corrosive worry that parents with children living in poverty are feeling. But there's also an economic case. Healthier, better educated children contribute more to society.
Donald Trump has signed an order banning travel to the US from 12 countries. He claims the recent anti-Semitic attack in Colorado illustrates the extreme dangers of people entering the country without being properly vetted. The countries include Afghanistan, Haiti, Iran, and Libya.
Very simply, we cannot have open migration from any country where we cannot safely and reliably vet and screen those who seek to enter the United States.
People from seven countries, including Cuba and Venezuela, will face partial restrictions. Mr. Trump is also warning Vladimir Putin will seek revenge for a series of Ukrainian attacks on Russian airbases. 40 aircraft were hit across Russia on Sunday using devices that had been smuggled over the border in an operation that took 18 months to plan. The Kremlin says it's left them questioning the point of peace talks, but the